Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is 12:30 here in Omaha, Nebraska, and we are joined on the Dingman's Collision Center hotline by the namesake of this show, the one and only, literally, the one, the only, former broadcaster of the year in the state of Nebraska, Gary Sharp. Gary Sharp, how are you today, bud?
I'm a former sportscaster of the year.
Are you reigning?
It's still 2019.
Oh,
well,
it is still 20.
I'm reigning until January when they announce the new sportscaster of the year.
Oh, I got ahead of myself. It's been a long month.
Yeah,
get off my ass, Gary. It's been a long month.
Yeah. I understand that. It's been a long 6 weeks for Omaha men's basketball. I had to remind myself that today was Wednesday.
Yeah, I said Monday earlier. Like, I literally said Monday. I'm like, hey, it's Monday. Nope, it's Wednesday, dummy.
Yeah.
Hey, how is the road life? Like, do you like that? Do you like going hotel to hotel?
No.
No?
It's, you know what? I mean, we get to play, like, tonight we're playing at Arizona in the McHale Center, and there's going to be 14,000 in here, and they're going to roll out three NBA guys and a couple of McDonald's All-Americans. And a couple of years ago, Omaha, in a post-game meal, ate at a McDonald's, so there's kind of a connection there. but it's, you know, the only saving grace of this road trip is that we've been in the same state since Saturday. But we've seen the north part of the state. We spent a day and a half in Phoenix, and then we were in Tucson. Then we came down here yesterday. So we've been in one state, but this is a trip. Literally, we have been home for 60 hours since the 1st of December.
In Omaha. You've been home for 60 hours.
In Omaha. And, you know, it is what it is. Like, Omaha gets $90,000 for playing here tonight against Arizona as a 19-point underdog. You have to play some games for the financial betterment of the university and the athletic department. But it's wearing on guys. I mean, Omaha, outside of the SWAC schools, have played the most road games in college basketball. And it's not like, you know, we've already played in four time zones. It's starting to wear on guys. So you got to make it through the holiday season and just hope you're ready to go for the Summit League and you don't have any injuries. And, you know, guys keep their confidence up, but, man, it's going to be tough here tonight. This is a legit NCAA team, and Omaha's already played one really good team in Dayton this year.
Yeah, they have. And you know, when you go on this, or when you're in the process of, you know, your program building, we can all insert name of team that rolled through Nebraska in whatever year just because you have to cash the check. Now, fortunately, in basketball, your odds are up a little bit if you got something that maybe nobody respects, and you can get in there and nip somebody. But what do you think? I'm not going to say even an advantage tonight, but what does Omaha do tonight? Like, what do they do to keep the game competitive, let's say?
Well, I think when you're a school in the Summit League and you're playing a top 25 team like Arizona is, you got to hit shots right away. You have to hit shots, but you also have to make smart decisions. Like, one thing that got Omaha in trouble, they've dropped a couple of games in a row of games that they, quite frankly, should have won by 15. Mm-hmm. But they lost to Arkansas State, lost on Sunday against Northern Arizona.
Right.
But you got to hit shots. You got to hit shots right away. You got to make smart decisions. You can't come down the floor in one pass and shoot the basketball. You kind of got to outsmart the team you're playing because you're not going to out-athlete them. You know, Arizona is going to roll out guys. I mean, they realistically have two lottery picks that are one-and-done guys that are playing here. They're coming off their first loss. So you got to play smart, and you got to get some breaks. You know, if you get some breaks, then things can go your way.
When you get into that tonight and everything goes down, do you see anybody putting – I mean, there's going to be pressure, right? How does Coach Hanson and crew get those guys to just kind of expect, listen, play our game, make sure we control – I mean, you have to – it's almost a ball control style, but make sure we control the ball and limit the silly turnovers. Like, who's running that? Who is somebody that won't bow down to the pressure of being at Arizona?
I think these guys, you know, on a different level, Verz, they weren't at Washington State. I don't think guys are intimidated. I think guys get frustrated quickly. You know, they've had a couple of days off their feet, which helps. But they're going to rely on, you know, KJ Robinson and Iowa Akinwole and Matt Pyle, guys that have been through this before. It's kind of, everybody talks about, man, and, you know, the local paper here in Tucson is, man, you guys have a lot of travel. And we understand why you have to do it. But I think when you play here, you understand that kind of comes with playing at Omaha. You're going to play on the road a lot in November and December, but you also get to play at some places you may never go. I mean, guys, guys on this team will probably never come back to Prescott Valley, Arizona, where Omaha played on Sunday. They may never come to Tucson. They may never come back to the McHale Center, where you walk in this building where I'm standing right now, Verz, and they've got the giant video board. They've got 72 NBA draft picks that's flashing up on one side of the building, 31 All-Americans on another. You look around, they got Sean Elliott, Steve Kerr, Miles Simon, Jason Terry, Mike Bibby, Jason Gardner. Their jerseys are all lit up. So you may never get to come into a place like this, but if you're a senior at Omaha, you've already played at Allen Fieldhouse. You've played in Eugene against Oregon. So you've played in some of the kind of special places for college basketball. It's just, can you keep it competitive? Can you keep your confidence up? And can you pull off an upset? Because it has been done so far this year in college basketball. Stephen F. Austin, a really good team, went to Duke and won. Charleston Southern won at Mizzou. We've seen it happen. You know, Evansville won at Kentucky. So it can happen. You just have to convince yourself that you're going to be in it for 40 minutes and not get knocked out in the first 4 to 10 minutes.
It's that age-old adage, like they didn't take us seriously, and you get out there, you catch a heater. Now, is Coach Hansen pulling out all the motivational factors? Did he go measure the rim and measure the court and, you know, make sure that it's the same? Just tell him, like, Hoosiers, it's the same measurements as home.
No, DH, what he measured is how far Topgolf is away from the hotel. a trip to In-N-Out and a trip to Topgolf after the game. So that's what he's been measuring.
I don't even know where to go with that. I expected more focus on this.
Hey, we've been on the road. So, you know, literally 60 hours this basketball team has been in Omaha since the 1st of December. We'll come back. Don't fly because guys are trying to get ready for finals, so they have to do some academic stuff on the road. This team won't even get back to Omaha until about 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We bus from Tucson to Phoenix tomorrow morning to get on a plane, and then we're home for like 3 days, play a game on Sunday, and then are out on a flight on 6 a.m. on Monday to go to the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, to play Eastern Washington. So, I mean, you're trying to break it up. You're trying to keep it interesting. It's very unconventional because you got finals week next week, and Omaha has to play 3 games. It is what it is. You just try and survive through the holidays, and you get to the Summit League season where then that matters. You're in a one-bid league, so your record really doesn't matter. Your RPI doesn't really matter. It's just how well you're playing when you get to the end of December, when the schedule gets back into a normal routine and guys are used to it, instead of guys are living out of suitcases and they have no idea what day of the week it is, like some of the guys did yesterday.
Gary, do you go through and look at UNO's Summit opponents and say, okay, well, their off season or their, you know, early season schedule wasn't as hard as ours. Like, we'll be more hardened, we'll be more game ready as we get, you know, we get into our conference tournament, that one bid conference league.
I think that's true. You look at some of the teams in the Summit League that have football, they don't have to go and play as many bye games.
Okay.
But I think everybody kind of schedules the same. You know, South Dakota State and South Dakota and North Dakota State and North Dakota, 4 programs that get a bump from their football, but they also schedule tough because they want to be ready for the Summit League. And I think Omaha's schedule gets them ready for the Summit League, which this year is going to be wide open. I think it's when you come to play at a place like Omaha, it's not like you know you're going to play tough games. But I think also DH has done a really good thing of he's given guys an experience. You come play here, you're going to get an opportunity to go to places that you may never get to go in your lifetime. I mean, it's beautiful outside. It's I know it's freezing back in Nebraska, but, you know, here in Tucson, it's, you know, 68 degrees. And, you know, it's about the experience as well. You just, again, you got to survive. And, you know, that's what you worry about tonight is guys blew a game on Sunday, and now they're going to face a team that's coming off their first loss against Baylor that's going to be raring to go and are going to want to run you out of the building in the first 5 minutes. Something like that happens, your confidence is shot, and there it goes. You're looking at 3 games in a row coming up before the conference season starts where you are winnable games. You don't want to have it all blown tonight here against Arizona, which is a really, really good team that's got a, you know, they got a few things you're not able to overcome.
Yeah, ideal of that Northern Arizona game goes a little different direction, and UNO isn't coming off a loss, and for sure, you know, that motivation for Arizona after getting can you slip in there, though, like Arizona mentally? Can you just be like, oh, okay, we lost. Now we're playing UNO. Don't even know where Omaha is.
Hey, definitely, because they play Gonzaga here on Saturday night. The game's sold out. They're talking about when the students can start camping out. Mm-hmm. You know, you maybe catch a break that they're overlooking you, and the next thing you know, you come in and you take them, you know, for 30 minutes or so. South Dakota State was in here a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that South Dakota State did is they played really, really hard. You know, like Omaha at the beginning of this road trip that started who knows when out in the San Francisco area. If you play hard for a while, you'll catch some teams off guard. But I don't know. There's some challenges up against this club tonight that may make that difficult to go, you know, play hard for 25, 30 minutes against Arizona.
Well, I mean, this has to be kind of, in a selfish way, a little good time for you. I mean, you literally know people everywhere all across the country. Like, you're probably just out having a great time.
Yeah, unfortunately here at Arizona, the mood is bad. The people I know are in the football program, and they're not going to a bowl game for the third time in 4 years.
Ah. Sounds like somebody, sounds like somebody else we know. amazing how that happens.
And remember, there was a point where Nebraska and Arizona played in football, what, three times in a short amount of short period of time?
18 months.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. My, oh my, how the world changes. Well, what do you got on the docket for the rest of the day? You got all your prep stuff done? Like, what are you doing right now? Seem like you're mobile.
We just hopped on the bus going back to the hotel where guys have a study table, and they shut her down for a little bit. Little pregame meal, and then it's an early start here in Tucson. 6 o'clock, we'll be on the air at 6:30 over on 1180. So it's kind of a day. This has been a long road trip. It's been a long, long road trip.
Yeah, you're probably ready to get home as anybody else. Yeah.
Yeah, I was ready to come home like on Monday morning. And then you go, oh my God, we still have three more days on this trip.
Yeah, that's a. I like football road trips. They're fun. You're in, you're out, you play your game, you get home. That basketball part of that seems terrible, but all part of what goes into building the program. So hopefully the Mavs come out. I'm just hoping for a cover. Like, a cover tonight is a win.
You know what? You're not the first person that said that to me today.
Really? The other people that said it to you, are they smarter than me? Because if it is, I'll bet it right now.
No, I think they have the same general interest as you.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like where your head's at. You get real cryptic. I mean, I know what that means. Wink, wink, yeah, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, you know.
Threes will be falling for UNO all night. You heard it here first on the Gary Sharp Show. The 1-3-1 pressure. See what happens. Let the cards fall where they may. Sharp, appreciate you taking some time, but I know you're ready to be home.
Thanks, Merce.
Good chatting with you. Oh, Gary Sharp. Road warrior. Hey,
that's too much travel.
You don't win awards for staying at home, man.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You can't be. I thought he was 18 anyway. I didn't realize I was 19 broadcast of the year. I thought he was 18 broadcast of the year.
No,
Google search would have solved that, but I didn't want to. Yeah, that's. Oof. Like I said, football. Go in, play, get out.
I was like, somebody we know was 18.
Yeah.
You saw the wheels turning over here? I was like, somebody we know is 18.
He seems familiar to me. I just can't quite put my finger on it. Me no like you. I can't remember
me
that.
Me no like you.
We'll head to break. We'll be back with more Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.